Hey guys, welcome back to Vibe with Steph the podcast. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been listening the last couple of weeks. I've relaunched and I'm coming back at you real strong this year. Check out the last episode that we had with Cynthia and Clay and Clear, talking about Afro-Latinidad. You know, it's Black History Month, so we definitely wanted to throw that out there. And happy end of Black History Month. We're Black all year round, but I want to, you know, definitely shout that out, obviously. I want to shout out a special listener this week. I'm going to shout out John on Instagram, John in the club, John be outside and he always supports me. So big shout out to you, John. Thank you so much for supporting me on the podcast, for supporting me in the club, for supporting me in my writing. I appreciate you so much, bro. And if y'all haven't been vibing with Steph outside, check out my Instagram. I have all the upcoming events. It's getting nicer outside. And we have a bunch of new places that me and the team are promoting at. Hot new DJs, hot old school DJs, girl DJs, boy DJs, dancers. And it's a whole vibe. So check that out as well. So today, we're having a really cool, trippy topic. We're going to be speaking about the psychedelic revolution and how it's affecting the psychiatric sector. So basically, spirituality and science jumbled up. And I have a very special guest who's a friend near and dear to me and also a chemist / botanist with a specialty in psychoactive plants. I think I got that right. But before I introduce you to him, because that's my bro, I want to go to this sponsored ad because y'all know I got to do that and I think I'm going to get the hang of it. So right after this sponsored ad, we're going to introduce you to our very special guest and get right into the episode. Hey guys, and we're back. So I'm actually not on my phone today, right? I'm actually like in a studio, quote unquote, with my boy Aunt Lee. So you know, I gotta give him a little shout out. Aunt Lee, thank you for having me in your basement in the man cave. I think it's gonna be really dope though. So I'm like the guinea pig. So he's just out here acting like what's his name? What's the dude from Ellen? What's his name again? Say it.
Twitch.
He's my Twitch today. And we're just being a guinea pig and playing with sound and stuff. So, Anne, thank you so much for helping me out. It's not on my phone, so you probably hear the better quality. If you like it, comment, say something, say hi to Aunt Lee, and you know, we gotta support the people, we gotta support each other, guys. So getting right into what today's topic, psychedelics, trippy, and as I said, I got my boy here, Bobby Shank, Bobby the Bobster. I mean, I don't have any weird nickname for you. It's just, it is what it is. Say hi to the people, Bobby. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Everybody, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming.
But it's going to be an interesting talk today. Glad to inform you on everything that you need to be informed on. But
this is... I have a lot of questions.
This is stuff... I personally would say that Big Pharma and the government has kept hidden and secrets from people and the public more for their own personal gain.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, like especially now where we're living in such a skeptical society, we are like have questions about everything. We're in a generation now where we literally question everything. What's in this? What are they giving me? Why are they forcing us to do this? What is, you know, we question every motive. And, you know, not only that, we're becoming more aware of like our mental health, which is actually the reason why I decided to explore the topic more, because I was seeing how like the whole psychedelics, the psychoactive plants and all that stuff, how it lines up with the mental health. And that's more interesting because I'm like, you know, me just personally, I'm very candid and open about it. You know, I do take medication for I have anxiety, I got depression. Who doesn't? Hello, it's 2022. If you haven't had it by now. I've got PTSD as well. So I take a whole handful of a cocktail. But the most interesting part is those are man-made, you know, those are things that they make in a lab. And, you know, you read all this stuff and you see the side effects. This may cause high blood pressure. You may lose sleep. You may grow hair here. You may die. You may have a stroke, you know, and those are things that are being made. But then, you know, in talking to you, we always have conversations, even though I'll be really cracking on you because you really be going off in a tangent. But you really are super, like, smart. Like, I'm like, yo, Bobby's, like, one of the smartest people I know. Like, you're very well informed. And I do really, because I'm a skeptic, I do go back and I read up on it. And it is definitely true. You know, these are things that we're not taught. And, you know, like I said, we do like to, we are trying to find more holistic approaches and more natural ways of taking care of ourselves.
Especially since COVID hit. A lot more people have jumped on that wave. Yeah. And everything.
So, yeah. So I think this topic is really great. And, you know, psychedelics are, no, they're not illegal in our state. I know there's a lot of political moves being made socially as well. It's a movement right now, you know. I know there's a lot of law, like you said, what big pharma is involved. You know, the government want to make money on everything. Look at marijuana. But I think what's also even bringing more awareness is that there's just been this dramatic increase in interest about, like, psychedelics. And I, you know, you're gonna be able to tell us how extensive that list of psychedelics is, because I think psychedelics, I just think shrooms, magic mushrooms. But even in, you know, preparing for this episode, you're like, oh, there's more, you know. And I'm like, that's the stuff they take at the club, like, what do you mean, you know? So, you know, definitely please go into that. But aside from that dramatic increase, like, in interest that people are having, you see people like the celebrities, the Mike Tyson was talking about DMT with, like, Joe Rogan. I don't even know what DMT is. I still don't know. So you're going to tell us?
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, like, yeah. It's known as the spirit molecule. Like, it gives people spiritual awakenings.
What's it come from?
Every living creature, organism, some plants produce more than others, even as far as sponges that live in the ocean.
So what is it, like a H2O?
It's a chemical. It's a chemical in your brain. In the humans, it's the chemical in your brain that causes you to actually dream.
Oh.
Your body naturally produces it at different levels.
So what, they smoke DMT?
You
vape it?
There's many different ways to do it. You can ingest it. You can, like, smoke it. You can, there's so many ways you can infuse foods with it. You can vape it.
Like, I don't even know what it looks like. Is it a color? What is the actual, like, what's this? Do you know what it stands for?
Dimethyltryptamine. DMT. For sure.
We're going to name it that. Yeah. So I know Mike Tyson spoke about that, and he spoke about his experience on more than one show. I was like, what is that? And then also Megan Fox, Gwyneth Paltrow, even Will Smith, in this book that he was talking about this whole spiritual awakening that he had of ayahuasca. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah. So, yes. And that's another type of psychedelic. And that's an earthy thing, right?
It's a form, like, they make it more in the rainforest where there's a tree, where they'll take the DMT and they'll boil it like a tea, except they'll add the bark from this tree to the water when they're boiling it, and it increases the potency. So instead of it lasting 15 to 20 minutes, it's lasting about 8 hours, where you have a shaman walking you through a journey.
Yeah. And that's I think the most interesting part is, we know the legalities and all that stuff, but I do think it's super important to note that, yeah, you know, celebrities are celebrities. They do socially influence a lot of us. Even, you know, you were on this before the celebs even, let's say, knew about it. But, you know, just seeing that they're open about it, because and they really do explain this whole spiritual awakening that they have. My question before you go talking about this freaking extensive list of stuff that they have, whatchamacallit, why do you think there's just been this dramatic increase in speaking about it? Like, there's new startup companies happening. There's, you know, aside from, we've had like unprecedented levels of like overdose fatalities with COVID. There's still these new like synthetic drugs coming out on the street. We're still going through the whole like racial inequity and the mass incarcerations for things like marijuana, which that's his own little category in itself. And there's still a lot of things like on the black market. How or why do you think people are talking about this more openly without so much fear, like I'm gonna go to jail, or like they have questions and they want to know?
Well, first of all, it's a whole new generation. The generation that was around when they started making everything illegal and telling certain lies or half truths about these substances, like it was like brainwashing them. These are bad, especially once they started with the war on drugs. Now most of those people in that generation are all either old or dead, or they're like in their 70s, 80s, 90s. So
yeah,
it's a whole new generation, and we're seeing things for what they are.
Wasn't that the same generation? Because when I think psychedelics, right, I think the hippies, 60s, 70s, groovy baby, and all the little colors and all that stuff. So isn't technically like that's the baby boomers, though, no? Like, I mean, shouldn't they still kind of be like...
Well, they've been around... The psychedelics have been around since ancient times.
Yeah. Oh, like, well, that makes sense.
But their actual medical uses and benefits outweigh anything. Right around that time period, too, you had the pharmaceutical companies popping up. You started having a lot of different mental illnesses even start popping up that were really never around, like autistic kids and like Down syndrome. It wasn't more until like even the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, when the ADHD just started to be a thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they kind of manipulate people's thinking with certain things. That way they can profit.
Right. So I mean, obviously, that's how I feel about Big Pharma. You know how you say, you know, they had all these, you know, these new illnesses and all of this stuff. And even before we started, how you were saying these natural things, marijuana, psychedelics, all these shrooms, and those are natural things. And you say things that are medications, for example, they imitate what those things are supposed to do. What is even the, like, really, that makes me think, what is even the point of me taking all of this crap if I could just take this, which I never have tried any of these things, people. I'm just, note that. Not that it's bad or good. I just, you know, I'm on this, all this heavily medicated shit.
Pharmaceutical companies will go and mix a bunch of chemicals to replicate what these plants can do. However, they're going to alter it a little bit to temporarily treat certain symptoms, but down the road cause other issues. When you can go and take certain plants to treat different things, and you might need to take it once a month, and how it works with the whole neurological system and temporarily rewiring things can be more beneficial in even treating and curing things. And they're all natural. They're plants, not mixed with anything.
But then if you're caught with something like that, they're just plants, which is doesn't make sense. You go to jail.
Yeah. The crazy thing is all these chemicals or what they call illegal substances that we go to jail for or get arrested for, our bodies naturally produce. So if you think about
you're taking me, giving me the jail, I got dopamine.
But if you think about it, if it's illegal to possess DMT or cannabis for the cannabinoids or DMT because of DMT or any other like things, your body naturally produces it. So technically, the human body is illegal because your body naturally produces it. Right. And these substances, and by law, you're not even allowed to have them in your possession.
What? I mean, gets so tricky. I be getting pissed off. Like, it's because we know it's profiting, right? They want to profit. And we're like, okay, I'm just growing mushrooms. Like, you know, I'm like, you're really getting arrested for what, magic mushrooms? You know what I mean? Or like, this is just for like my mental health, right? I mean, I know we'll get into that later on, you know, a little bit towards the end where, because it's becoming so much more of a topic, you know, where do we really draw or integrate that social and culture, you know, because we can't just have everybody tripping on the street all wild, you know, we definitely have to have some kind of
I wouldn't be opposed to seeing that.
Probably wouldn't, but right? You know, it'd like be... some kind of direction, because as I was gonna ask, you know, people can't just be doing this stuff all reckless, right? Because although we do produce it, and I know somebody I had asked on my Instagram, like, does anybody have any questions that I want to bring to the show? One listener was telling me that somebody in her family had taken, I don't know, some psychedelics, and he kind of like just on his own. I don't even know the whole story, but he was just taking up things, and he kind of really took way too much that it really messed up his brain, something in there. That's been the state of mind. So it's true though what they say, right? It resets like your neurotransmitters, yes, or something like that. So you should have direction or instruction or somebody there who knows what they're doing to guide you. No,
and yes, it helps. Depending on which psychedelic you're using and for what and the type of treatment.
So name the psychedelics, because I mean, I didn't even know that all of these were psychedelics, and I'm pretty well informed. I was like, wait, there's a list? I don't have enough space.
Well, right now,
name a few.
Well, right now, you currently have in America that it's the first psychedelic that is federally legal for medical treatments.
What's that?
Which is ketamine.
Ketamine?
It helps with depression, anxiety. Currently, you have the Canadian company Field Trip Health with basically leading the way.
Is it federally legal? Do states have to approve that though? Or does it, because aren't those kind of laws like regulated by states?
Right now it's federally legal. It is similar to the cannabis industry, where it is federally legal to grow and cultivate hemp, as in like CBD, like hemp products, Delta 8, but THC is still federally illegal to grow.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Because THC is the psychoactive component to the cannabis plant.
But so do you consider that like a hybrid? Like, is that kind of psychedelic? Or like, I mean, it's not, but is it?
Like weed?
Yeah.
Weed is definitely a psychedelic. It is a psychoactive plant. It contains tryptamines.
Okay.
But yes, if you actually look at what the U.S. government has it like classified as, it is classified as a hallucinogenic substance. Because
they're so dramatic.
It's in the same drug category as LSD, as shrooms, DMT.
That's those schedules, right? Schedule one drug, schedule two. Is that under that, or is that some kind of other?
The scheduling is a little different. Like, okay. Schedule One drugs are classified where there is absolutely no medical benefit
used. Oh, okay, okay.
Whatsoever.
So let me see the Christian like, girl. No, nothing about drugs.
Like, however, you have, like cocaine. That's a Schedule Two drug.
What's there a Schedule Two? It's like some.
There's because that used medical, to be medical. There's medical use and like there's reason for research.
Okay. Okay. Reason for research. Okay.
A lot of the research being done on the psychedelics is all being done outside the U.S. It's been going on in Europe for over 10 years. Just recently, it has hit that the psychedelic shroom boom wave has hit Canada, especially. It came really fast to Canada as soon as Canada became fully legal for recreation with the cannabis.
Okay.
Within a year, the whole shroom boom had basically moved to Canada. And now slowly and at a nice little pace, it's moving to America.
Oregon is, Oregon, I mean, Oregon has is, like, it could do everything in the street, right?
Well, Oregon, not only this past like year, like 2 years, have they legalized every drug, which in my opinion, certain drugs such as heroin should not be.
I mean, Joe Biden over here legal. Giving people crack pipes. You could smoke a crack pipe, and I mean, what's like, the difference at this point?
Washington, D.C. has all psychedelics decriminalized currently.
They do?
Yes, they do. Oh, okay. Oregon happens to be the first state where it is fully legal for psilocybin therapy treatments. So yes. It's the very first state to have that is a state law.
Or Oregon.
Oregon.
Who lives in Oregon? They must be real happy in Oregon. They chilling. They're coasting.
They got a lot of weed over there too.
They got Oregon. Like who lives they chilling like over there? That's the Midwest somewhere. And you know, I was just doing, like I said, I was definitely doing research. I mean, y'all know I love to talk, but I also love to learn. And I think this has been this is one of those topics where I don't know enough. And that's why I had a lot of questions, but I also didn't want it to be like a interviewee, you know, because I think some questions that I had, like I said, I had some people ask some questions on Instagram, which I will get to as we continue to talk. But I think, I mean, aside from me thinking the government's all jacked up and Big Pharma is fucked up, you know, I'm a big stats person, right? And I was telling you this, I'm like, show me the numbers, because then it'll things make sense to me, right? I'll be like, okay, well, if this is supposed to do this, well, how many? Show me the numbers, and it makes sense to me that way. Call me a nerd. But just to name a few, I have here that psychedelics may also play a role in addressing some of the newer health threats that we have in America, such as the opioid crisis, which 70,000 Americans died of an opioid overdose. And that was about 5 years ago. And that is more than the total number of Americans that died in Vietnam. And so it's also, they say psychedelics can also, they can address that issue.
That's 100% correct.
In other ways than what they're doing, what they have, like those places where they can give people needles or whatever. And it says that they also, psychedelics can also treat populations such as veterans who suffer from PTSD, which I found interesting because I currently take, I forget the new freaking med I'm on. I was taking Prozacin before, whatever. I've got, not PTSD, like veteran PTSD. I've got the complex PTSD because, you know, life is hard. I didn't even know that I had that. How about that? There was like, you have PTSD. I'm like, what? That's neither here nor there. But I did have to take medication for that because I had very bad, like, PTSD-induced nightmares. And I didn't feel the side effects of, like, let's say the medication. It took a while, but then it started affecting me in other ways. It started affecting my blood pressure. And I'm like, well, this is bullshit. I was so pissed because I'm like, I'm not big on, like, I got to take medicine for everything. I'm not one of those people. It took me a very long time to even be okay with myself taking the medication. And I'm like, now I'm taking it. Now you're causing me other issues. Like, it was causing me to have low blood pressure. So I'm over here passing out for no reason. Well, a reason, but because that type of medication also helps with, you know, high blood pressure. So it was affecting me. And I'm like, you know, for somebody who had to take these and it was very, what happened? So basically, so for somebody who is so hesitant to take even, you know, medications, it took me quite a while to even accept it and be like, is this okay for me to take? Blame my culture. It sucked that I now had to be mindful of, you know, side effects. So now my question, Bobby, is what do scientists or psychiatrists or people who study these psychedelics, what do they say or what is the experience that people have when they, let's say, have an experience? Because, I mean, I know how I feel when I take what I have to take, my medication. It calms me down. I don't have, you know, whatever's supposed to happen, that side of my brain, whatever it does. What is an experience like with one of the psychedelics? I mean, pick one. I mean, there's a bunch that we haven't even listed yet. Name a few before you pick one so the people know.
There's mushrooms, also known as magic mushrooms. There's LSD, also known as acid. DMT. There's mescaline. There's ibogaine.
Oh, I saw that one. I was like, what is that?
There's so many.
Is ecstasy
ecstasy, well, pure ecstasy, or MDMA is also a psychoactive. Ketamine is a psychoactive plant.
I didn't know that was in that cycle. I thought that was a fake one, but
there are so many. You have salvia. There's other many plants, like a lot of the berries that you go out in the woods and you grow up being told that they're poisonous. They're actually not poisonous. You're going to eat them and you're going to trip
off. You're going to feel great.
You're going to be like, shit, and you might get lost in the woods, walk off a cliff, like walk into a river and just keep walking and get caught in a rip current, like something like.
I mean, that might like, not be safe.
But it, everything that we need to survive and the cure for every illness was given to us by the creator.
Right.
God, Allah, whatever, or whoever you see as your higher power, either way.
So what happens? I mean, I know a lot of us, we hang out together, and most of us, not that we may not believe in the same thing, but we believe in something, high power, whoever it may be, and we respect that. What happens? And this is an interesting question, I just thought. What happens to somebody who, let's say, is non-religious, they don't believe in nothing, it's just I live, I die, and that's it. Do they even try this? Do they have experiences? Does this make somebody see the light or something?
Yes.
Like, give me a story, Bobby. Give me a story.
Like, if you happen to feel that way and just say you happen to go on ayahuasca retreat out in South America or like Costa Rica, somewhere like that, or you happen to do some DMT, like on your own at home recreationally, or even like supervised outside of the US where the laws are a little bit different.
Right.
You will have some type of spiritual awakening. And everybody's little message is always different. It's like you can be given, like you're showing your purpose here on this planet. Like you can like be shown how to create the next like wave of like technology that blows computers and tablets and all these cell phones away. Supposedly that's how some of these great inventions have come to the public. Like, yes, our government had computers and technologies when they were landing ships supposedly on the moon, as they say, but who knows if that's really true, because there's a lot of controversy with that in modern day. But supposedly the computer that they had on the spaceships landing on the moon was what we have in a cell phone now.
Right.
It wasn't until the 80s when the public was able to get a computer, because like they said, like we were on a trip. and we were shown how to do it, and we made it like they were given the knowledge from some higher power and shown how to create the computer for normal civilians to have.
Yeah. So then also, like, I know maybe we were speaking about this early on the phone. You know how you say, you know, certain man-made medications, the one they make in a lab, that they may trigger or shut off some part of, you know, different things, different medications with different things. So you say, like, it'll maybe shut down this part or enhance this or close off this. What is, you were telling me before that these things like psychedelics, it kind of just enhances everything, like, as a whole. How does that work? Does it just highlight what it's supposed to? Is it
a lot of these psychedelic drugs are phenethylamines or tryptamines?
Write that down in my handy dandy notes.
Phenethylamines are the cousin to DMT. They're also naturally produced in the human brain. Dopamine, serotonin, the other neurotransmitters branch off the phenethylamine, like in the brain, chemical. So big pharma, if they're going to treat something, they might give you something just to boost your dopamine levels. Now, when you do that, you throw off the whole chemical balance even more in the brain with all the other, with what it should be. Phenethylamines, however, when you take them, how they're released is they're released in different, like, amounts.
Okay.
So it keeps your brain balanced, all the neurotransmitters balanced. So if you have too much dopamine and not enough serotonin go, it's going to release
what you need
less and keep it all balanced. And it does it equally. Like, if you're low with dopamine and you need more, it's going
to
put more out dopamine out.
Gotcha.
Yes. And it, like, that's where it comes in, basically, like a reset for the brain.
I was reading that, or people were actually telling me when we were having, they're like, it's like a, it resets everything. So people feel like new people. I know when I was listening to, sorry, that's just the guys passing around psychedelics in the, no, I'm kidding if you heard that. No psychedelics here, not today. I know, and I was, it was really interesting when I know we spoke about this, and I had to listen to Mike Tyson. It's really hard for me to listen to Mike Tyson. It really, really is. It's just, it's the voice, it's the lisp. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, but Mike Tyson is the man. But he came out of retirement to box.
He's freaking dope.
Because of his DMT method.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So I'm listening, and I'm like, okay, I know, I'm all judgmental. I think he's great, though. I think he's awesome. But seeing this man who's freaking bit or chewed a man's ear off back in the day.
I remember seeing that line.
Doesn't even want to, like, a herd of fly. He's just all like, oh, everything is just that. And I'm like, sir, you are a monster. You have a tattoo on your face. You chew an ear, sir. Like, you're a machine. And he's just very much like, at peace, like, he's just very, like, really at, like, zen, you know. And he wasn't talking like, just like, if he was let's say, like, high on weed, just talking out his eye. Like, it was like he knew what he was talking about, you know. And I was like, hold up, Mr. Tyson, I want to take notes, you know, because again, he's like a vicious fighting machine, and also having get punched in the head so many goddamn times for being a boxer, you know, all his screws in his head ain't right. So that's another thing, aside from him being,
well, don't forget his back, that the spinal after his little hoverboard meme thing that went viral.
But yeah, I mean, I know before that I read in the Will Smith book, so I'm like, Mike Tyson, sir, is me and Brandon, you are. He's just very, and not to say he's not a pussy, he's not soft, because he'll still probably kill you with his bare hands, but it's like, he was saying how, like, he's not angry, and he's not, like, he's not aggressive, like, he feels like he's just, like, this.
He opens your eyes to a lot of what's going on. It will humble a person so much.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. It comes from a place of humility.
Like, if you have, like, an ego, just say, like, Kanye West.
Can we give him a lot of that stuff? Can somebody tie him down?
Like, Kanye West going on a stage-type ego to say, like, Taylor Swift doesn't deserve an award. That type ego.
What's it called?
We literally destroy it. to make a person like that humble themselves to, like, but they would be apologizing for their own behavior.
But it's a self. It's a self.
Yes.
Like, it's not because somebody's telling you.
No,
right?
It makes you self-realize. It's like that click inside. Like,
yeah.
Like, the world is portrayed as one way, but it opens your eyes to a whole nother, like, perception of how the world is. You see the world for what it really is.
Right.
Not all the bullshit and lies that they try to, like, portray. This is how life is and should be all through all the media and TV
right.
and movies. When in reality, look at what's going on in the world right now.
Right.
Right, like, right now, making a lot
can
of people
can we just
realize
give all of that to
things.
All the leaders? Just here's but, all DMT for all of y'all.
Like, back in the day, you
yeah.
saw the hippies and
yeah.
what they were doing as a movement and what they were, like, preaching and all about. They were all about the peace, the love, the unity.
Right, right, yeah.
But, and like, the respect. But back then, like, I would say they didn't have that whole full respect, like, aspect grasped yet and the unity, because you had a lot of the racial stuff
right,
still
okay.
very big back
right,
then.
Right, right.
But imagine, like, if they never made them illegal, all the stuff that, like they would not have had control over us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we had a world filled with psychedelics, I hate to say this, but it would be
say
a
what
world,
you say how you feel.
It would be
feel.
A world filled with love and peace, and it might be like a comedy show or movie, like, with everybody, because everybody would be tripping,
yeah.
and it would be hilarious.
Nobody's fighting.
But it would be
wars.
like what life. And the world would
be like
enjoyable, filled with peace, love, no war.
No, but that's really what they preach.
Maybe
it
might have
sense.
Been a lot of sex, too, because back
know,
in the day, a lot
I
of those
mean,
hippies
right,
were shagging,
you know,
like Austin Powers and everything.
You know, shag, baby, shag. Shag, baby, shag. What I was gonna ask, you know, even on that, where was it? I somewhere in my notes. It talks about... do you feel that personalities change after people take, I mean, and I don't know everybody, I don't know the percentage, I don't know numbers, but do you feel like people's personalities change? Like I said, like you were a hard ass or aggressive before and now you're not.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Because, like, certain people, it might humble.
Mm.
Other people might, like, be more accepting of
mm-hmm.
certain things or certain things in their past that might not necessarily change their personality.
Okay.
But it might change, like, they might get them past a certain fear, or they had a certain blockage going back to childhood that would keep them from something that they had no idea
right.
about, that they get shown and they're able to get that understanding and get past it.
Yeah. I was. Oh, this is what I was saying. When I asked before, and maybe you want to go into more detail about it or not. Where I actually was actually my first question in my notes. Do you need a shaman or someone to guide you when you're having these? You know, these. I mean, obviously, maybe for your first time, because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Take a whole too much or not enough. Because I. When I was saying about the new wave in psychiatry, no longer Prozac, the new wave is of psychedelic assisted therapy. So it's like in those experiences, they also have talk therapy, which most of us do. We talk with our therapist. So it's kind of like a guide. Like, they'll tell you, like, and this is, again, me reading and watching videos.
And this is all, again, done in microdoses, mm-hmm. not the doses you're getting out when you're using recreational.
Okay.
And
what's the difference? I mean, microdose, are you just doing that all day? Like, what is, what are you
like,
just, how's that work?
A microdose, you're not doing all day. Like, it's kind of like the medications. Like, you might take 500 milligrams of a Tylenol, just say, once every 4 hours.
Right.
Or like any other medication, because it stays in your system. But when you're doing the assisted, like, therapy sessions, you're not on it all the time. You're going for your session. This session isn't going to be like no 20, 30 minute session. Back in the 70s, And Shulgin, Alexander Shulgin's wife, who is created and I've followed a lot of his research, but he's basically the father of psychedelics and basically so many science journal like publishings on their medical benefits and everything. Such an amazing mind. But his wife was using MDMA in therapy sessions and getting amazing results when people were going through counseling for 10, 15 plus wow. years. And after 1, 2, 3 different, like 8-hour little sessions, like on MDMA on a low enough dose where you're not getting messed up, like if you were out at the club
and twitching
and everything.
My friend mentioned help. That. Yeah, she's like, basically what I take, which you got the same thing. I mean, a whole bunch of us, we're a scar generation. She's like, you know, Steph, I actually take maybe 2 or 3 times a year. She goes on her, I don't know if it's like an actual thing, but she's like, she'll take it 2 to 3 times a year. And those times that she takes it, she'll maybe twice, maybe 3, depending. Those times in between, like, she's fine. She doesn't need to take any of the stuff I have to take. She's like, it basically cancels it out. She's like, I don't have to take something every day, pay for it, put whatever, like you said. And she has things like issues, like pre-existing conditions already. So then it's like I said, you take this, be careful, you might have a stroke, or you may die, or you may affect your reproductive system, you know. So a lot of people have these underlying conditions already, and then we have, you know, we take it more. So she was very hesitant because she was like, you know, I know these things. So she heard about it, she's like, yeah, I take about 2 to 3 times. And I was like, you do? I was like, shut. She's like, yeah, I save money. One, she's like, I don't have to do something every day, and I know what I'm putting in my body. So it's very interesting to know, like, that's the you know, the time frame it can, like, really last that long.
Everything is good in moderation.
Right.
Even water, if you have too much water, it's harmful for your body.
Turn into Aquaman.
I wish.
You gotta keep in mind, like, this is just specifically for your mental.
Twitch is talking, guys. Mm-hmm.
It's not for your, you know,
it's not recreation.
It's not for your physical well-being, right? Like, when you take this, like, your pancreatic cancer is not just gonna magically go away. It's just for you to have perspective, right? So, like, when Mike Tyson stopped being angry and all that, it was because, you know what I mean?
He got to that state of mind already.
He reached a state of mind where he realized that coming out the other side in life, the only way you're going to be the winner is if you don't come out of it angry.
You don't come out of it just mad.
You know
what's crazy that you say that? And literally just remind, because that makes sense. I mean, it does. What's insane is that the withdrawal symptoms that you have, well, like, when I'm like, I don't want to take this stuff anymore because I'm a strong woman. And it's not so much that I'm strong or not. It's just like, I'm really tired of taking this shit, right? And if I miss, I'm like, fuck, I missed it. But the withdrawal symptoms from these medications are really worse than trippy. Like, you're, like, sweating, you're anxious. It's worse. Like, you know, like, shit, I have to take this because now if I don't, I'm looking like I need a whole, see, like, I'm looking like I'm on shit.
But all that is just your body trying to tell you, like, hey, there's something that we're used to being there, and now it's not there.
Yeah.
And that's something wrong for me, but, because I've gotten used to that.
But something like that, when you say,
that pattern, your body learns that chemical compound that you keep putting in me every day, I need that. Whether it be, see, but that's
like
why,
alcohol.
This is why I never started drinking coffee, right? Because my grandfather grew up on a coffee farm, blah, blah, blah. I watched him drink like 5, 6, 7, 8 cups of coffee in the morning every day, right? And then it was to a point where if he didn't have his coffee, he'd get a headache or whatever.
Yeah.
He wouldn't feel himself. And I'm like, hell no. I just watching that kind of thing go on, I'm like, there's no, and I always had no problem getting up in the morning. So I'm like, I don't see the need to start drinking coffee now. And I've never drank coffee and I'm fine.
Look at alcohol. You don't need coffee.
But you see the line, you see the line out the door at Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
And this is why these people are in business, because it's not because coffee tastes great. Some of it tastes like crap.
First of all,
you know what I mean? Like, for me, it always tasted like that. Like, no, there's no flavor of crap. You can't, no matter how you try and sprinkles on crap, it still tastes like it's still crap.
It's just shit. Well, it's alcoholism too. If you drink so much alcohol, then your body needs it, and you try to withdraw. You're right, like,
but that's why you have alcoholics. It's yeah, but again,
because your body says it needs it, and your body doesn't.
Exactly. If you an alcoholic,
any chemical compound you put in your body, it's just your body's automatically going to get used to. If you give it to it enough repetitively,
but not psychedelics.
That's where you develop the addiction.
But
that's
not
where
But not psychedelics.
Psychedelics are even used in treating addiction. Like if you were on heroin.
Yes, that was my next point.
If you're on heroin or you're an alcoholic and you've been trying to stop, you've taken the pills, the subs, the methadone, whatever.
But you're talking about medically microdosing, like
Yeah, well, that's specifically a microdose level, administering
that to somebody as a patient.
I would tell you to go and do one Ibogaine treatment.
Ibogaine, guys, that's another one. I-B-O-G-A-N.
And that's also a plant. It's like a cactus-like type plant. There's a lot of the Ibogaine treatments being done in Mexico.
Effective.
That are very effective, like 90 percentile effective in treating and curing.
And cancer patients, too, addicts. I was reading. Cancer.
Right.
Cancer.
The crazy thing is, Ibogaine contains a form of DMT.
Okay.
So it's a very similar experience. DMT and ayahuasca have the same results in actually treating addiction with DMT, with heroin, alcohol. However, DMT, and this I know from personal experience. A few years ago, doctors saw I had like cancer. Like I lost 40 pounds in about a week. I went to a doctor, they did all my blood tests, everything, the levels were off. I decided to go camping.
Wow.
With my friend.
Where's the campsite? I want
to
go.
I went out, went in an RV. Had a couple service dogs, a friend service dogs with us. And I happened to go and do, I did five doses of DMT all at once. I went overboard.
What'd you do? Inhale it?
I smoked it. I mixed it in with some weed.
Levels of administration.
I sat out in nature and I smoked it and I went out cold, like asleep.
Did you think you were sleeping or were you actually sleeping?
No, I was like out cold, out in the woods, two service dogs that happened to be pit bulls right by my side in my chairs. I'm out cold. I got brought to a whole nother like world, had like three little gray Martian
dudes,
like welcome me home. Like what? They were like, this person's injured. Like he's injured. We need to fix him, repair him. All of a sudden I woke up.
What?
I wake up and I was only out for like 15, 20 minutes. I'm thinking I was out for like a good 18 hours, like something. Oh, like my friend comes, checks on me, like sees I'm awake. I'm like trying to tell him, he's like, bro, he's like, that's your experience for you to keep right now. I was like, no, I need more.
I want to chill with the Martians, man. They're probably way better than us. The little Martian people.
I went and got another five doses, did the same thing, and I went out.
Take me back out.
I went right back to the
FYI, make sure your friend's close by.
Yes. It's like, it's a commercial break. I don't want a commercial break. Take me back.
You should always do this in a good state of mind, good ambiance. Make sure you're with good people.
People you trust.
Yeah, never do this around negativity or drama or whatever like that.
Yeah, in nature.
It ruins it. It could tank you. So the only way this ends up usually having a good result 9 times out of 10 is if you have the right state around.
I was gonna say, do people say you have to go in there with an intention?
The thing is,
clear mind, right?
Open mind,
like just no stress, no anxiety. Just
that's what I do.
Relax. You know what I mean? Go into it with positivity. Mm-hmm. Have positivity around you. Don't have like that asshole around you that's like, don't freak out. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
don't freak out. Just calm down. It's just the Green Martians. They're just Green Martians.
Don't have somebody that's just gonna sit there and fuck with you. You don't need that.
Or somebody who also doesn't know what they're doing.
I did this. I went right back out to the same place.
Take me back. Pick me up.
The crazy thing is,
I couldn't imagine you in the middle like this.
They went and like literally went into my stomach, ripped out something. It's like, this is cancer. Reached into my chest, pulled out like some other thing and said it was cancer and burned it. I went home the next day. It's a Monday. I go to the doctor for like a follow-up visit. The doctor does the blood work. All my blood levels, everything back to normal. And I was 15 pounds heavier.
What the hell?
My doctor goes to me. He's like, you were the first child I even delivered. He's like,
wow,
I've known
me.
You your entire life.
Literally,
he's
I brought
like,
you into this world.
And he's like, in all my professional experience, he's like, I cannot even explain what is going on here.
Tell him the little green Martians to get.
I wanted to tell him that, but I thought if I told him that, he might be rocking me up in the loony bin.
He's going to send you to the other department. He'd be like, hold on 1 second. The little green Martians to get and tell them that story.
CBD and weed actually help a lot in treating and curing cancer. I do,
but I mean,
lot.
not the street stuff that they get from the corner guy, right?
Well,
can I get a jacket for room 6, please?
right,
jacket for room 6.
Bobby Shank.
I am part of Fawcett Farms. We have CBD lines. And
I know
everything.
He has to throw it in there. I see. I was like, where are we going to fit it in? We got to throw it in. We'll put it in the notes.
He's already got the merch.
We personally have people that are part of our family that are fighting cancer, and we have been using CBD and different forms of weed and marijuana to actually.
I will fight you.
Treat it.
I will beat Aunt Lee right now if that little green light was supposed to be on.
But
we're gonna go to a commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
So with the mic.
You see what happened there, right? You see what happened there? So
error.
I'm in the studio, quote unquote. There's gonna be a weird name for this down here. I know it. And
subsystem.
Yeah. Something. I don't even know. But the little light went off, and I didn't know there was even a light there. So we was just talking mad loud this whole time. But we're back, and Aunt Lee is gonna just sit there and make sure the green lights stay on. Y'all know I don't really need a mic. Because I'm really loud, but thanks my Puerto Rican jeans and the other ones. And
thanks
other
for
ones.
My German jeans.
And thanks for my German scientist over here. But now that we're back and all the lights work and the sound is back, at least it wasn't even bad. It was still good. So if y'all see the volume go a little funny, it's all right. Just still show us some love. We still want to talk. We still want to vibe. So Bobby, you were talking about Fawcett Farms and the people that you said. We have
mm-hmm. family members that are part of the farm. I'm with Fawcett Farms, New Jersey. There's multiple farms all throughout the country. It's a family farm. But we're fighting cancer with different forms of cannabis. Not just with CBD. There's the different rubs, lotions, as you're seeing.
Psychedelics there too?
Technically, yes, because weed is a psychedelic. Right. It contains the tryptamines. However, like marijuana and cannabis plant produces cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. Cannabinoids, every human naturally produces, and they're the cells that help attack and fight cancer cells.
All right.
A major reason that they use it as medical with cancer patients is because chemo keeps people from eating. So when you prescribe them the medical marijuana cannabis with the THC mm-hmm. aspect, it will cause them to get the munchies, want to eat.
Right.
The CBD, that's more the medical aspect levels with treating pain, cancer, there's so many things that it treats, and it's very beneficial. I've seen a lot of people basically fight cancer and win the battles because of cannabis. Right. There was, I want to say, back in the very early 2000s, a Chinese doctor over in China, perfect health, everything, basically figured out the cure for cancer was weed. Within a week, this guy miraculously died because of unknown health reasons. Mm-hmm. Which to me sounds like someone took him out to keep that a secret, that's actually the cure. But there's so many things, like even if you get other psychedelics, psilocybin is very big and beneficial with treating dementia and Alzheimer's. But even in like slowing down, like if it, like just say dementia runs in your family, and you wanna try not, but like prevent yourself from getting it or slow down the process even, and you're like our generation, psilocybin will help actually slow it down.
The way these brain cells are going already.
Actually, not even like where you won't even have it at some point. Yeah. But that science is still proving because it's never actually been documented until like really now with modern stuff, with how it everything interacts.
Well, it's interesting you said. I know back in September, and I always tell you about this amazing experience I had in the Catskills with my friend the Soul Mommy, the one who was on the show with me a couple episodes ago. We went to the middle of the woods, totally earthing, feet in dirt, and it was amazing. And we're at the Native Americans over there, and let me tell you, I was just there and I'm like, what's this stuff? Are we doing drugs in the bar? What are we doing? I didn't take anything. I didn't do anything because one, they want you to experience, and these are the natives. You know, they just live off the earth. We were like pissing in pots. Like it was really, there was no running water. It was just, we were
go to the river and wash your hands.
Yeah, we did. We bathed in the water. No, we bathed in the water, in the river. It was a beautiful experience.
It was like a hippie experience. Oh, listen, you gotta just go jump in the water.
Pissing in pots. But it was they were like the woman, I forget the tribe, but she basically, you know, she tracked back the tribe and she really did get educated and all of this stuff. That's where I did the sweat lodge. And they had all of these different, I would say, powders or forms of whatever, that as people, because it is a very spiritual experience, you know, and one with whoever and whatever. But they had this, I think they had the ayahuasca, they had a peyote, they had a snuff, they had a snuff.
The snuffs is like a way you can use to take
right. So she was telling them, and she's like, if this is your first time here, they want you to just experience that in its full, like organically, right? And so I'm just looking at like, what is happening? And it's like a whole contraption. And I'm like, this is really what the people before us, like our ancestors or people, you know, before Western's freaking civilization, because we're way behind.
Going back to biblical times.
Yeah, well, even before, even before that, you know. But even if you think, like the natives, I mean, you can go more back, but the natives, they just lived off the earth. So they were using things of the earth. And, you know, you just see whoever, however they, you know, did that whole thing there with the powdery stuff. You saw the person, you could actually kind of see, I mean, you wouldn't want to be all up in the business, but you could see them actually going through like an experience. And they did say, you know, this is
your soul manifest.
Yeah, but they were like, it heightens differently. This. Mm-hmm. And they really guide you through it. As I said, I was watching. So it's very, you know, it was really interesting. I just Googled it, actually. It says ketamine is the most studied psychedelic for mental health therapy.
It's also the safest drug.
I thought that was like the scariest, worst look.
That's
the thing though. Every drug, like in the '60s, like you said, the hippies were out there doing the peace and love thing and all that or whatever. But like every generation, you're always gonna have that group of people that just abuse it, that just use it to get fucked up and have a good time.
Anything.
Like, people there's always coffee, though.
Even
the fatality rate, right? Like what you have to understand, like what those numbers really are, what the media is reporting, is just that one jackass at the party that just like sits there and funnels beers nonstop and just tries to look like Mr. Cool. You know what I mean? Like
you have to know what you're doing and be smart.
Think about how many people just get like obliterated with alcohol. Like how many jocks you have like that. So like right. You're always gonna have like when it comes to any other.
We've
form
seen
of
them
drug,
in real life.
Right? Yeah.
I've seen people get carded at the nightclubs.
Yeah, as I said, we see people like that in real life.
All time getting carded at the nightclubs because you need to be smart.
But that's your intention, right? Like you said, where are you at in your head?
If you know you're taking something that will dehydrate you, like.
Drink water.
But like, make sure you're hydrating yourself. You have to be smart when you
eat before you go out of the club and don't be drinking on an empty stomach.
Exactly. It's like when you get a prescription from a pharmacy, it tells you like how to take it, if you need to take it with food or take on empty stomach. Like, you're supposed to do things smart. When you don't, it's always bad news.
I know sometimes. I mean, it's always government wants to benefit from whatever, like marijuana, the taxes and stuff like that. Now, does it really cost? I don't want to say cost them anything, because when and ever of the history of United States public health, do they ever really care about your health? Never. But in saying that, like if they were to, let's say, legalize this and decriminalize all of this, like, is it really at a cost to anything? I mean, just taking money away from Big Pharma because people found other ways, but like there's nothing that, like, what is there to tax? You're gonna tax the grass and the trees and the air I breathe? Like
it's all plants. Like ketamine has been being used since like Buddhist monk times. Like, depending on where you were in the world, you either had the opium dens, which in pure form is nowhere near as harmful as the heroin you're getting on the street. That's coming right off the plant.
Right.
It's still addictive.
They made such a big stink about the weed, right?
As soon as
there was a system in place where the government was getting a piece, right? Oh, now it's okay.
It's okay.
Now
but y'all still.
It.
But
now
but,
it's recreational.
But, it's recre- but y'all right? still in jail, though.
No, look, you're
just still in jail.
Colorado's never looked so cleaner because why? Because they implemented a volunteer program where you could come, right? You go out, you start picking up all kinds of trash, sticking in a bag. You show up with the bag of trash that you cleaned up, and then give you a double weed.
Yeah, shut up.
And everybody was in the streets, and they were the edit. You did Colorado.
Clean the streets and get some weed.
I was laughing though during COVID because they started using weed to try to bribe people into getting the vaccine. if you have the vaccine.
Put that shit in you, but you can get the
shit. If you show proof that you're vaccinated, you'll get a free 8 the weed.
And also, they also offer you beers. Also.
Like,
in other places.
But you know what, though? It works.
Look at Colorado, apparently.
And listen to me. And when it comes to weed, the crime rate's never been lower. You know what I mean?
But like, what happens to the people who are criminalized for it and they're still where they are? Like, these people that are in there for ketamine and all of these things that are from the earth, are they going to also get out of jail?
That's a whole nother topic, and that's why
I'll get to that question at the end. That's a whole nother freaking episode. But like, you know, there are obviously ways to integrate the actual aspect of what we're saying, that psychiatric part, with the socially conscious part. You know, we can't just be like, yeah, everybody get free weed.
I'll put it to you like this: like, California's still got crime, but it's not because of weed anymore. What I mean? Like, they made it because, you know, if you want to do it recreationally, go ahead. If you want to open up your own weed business, your own weed storefront, your own smoke shop, they made it pretty damn easy to get it done.
The crazy thing is, for years, we were told here in America, our number one cash crop might be like corn or this or that. When in reality, it's been hemp.
Yeah.
Like, going back to the 80s. Also, America, particular particularly New Jersey, is like the pharmaceutical capital of the world.
Holla back, New Jersey. Hello, somebody.
Like New Jersey, especially, is like the big pharma powerhouse state. There's more headquarters,
you know, Puerto main Rico offices,
and everything in New Jersey than any other state alone.
I didn't know that.
New Jersey used to lead in a lot of things. It used to lead in wine exports. It used to lead in textile exports. Patterson used to be one of the richest towns around.
The guy that basically had
the castle up there. I hate to even say that. He used to have a mill and everything, but as soon as like new styles coming in, like silk and all that, it put him out of business. He never updated the factories. The town went under.
The port in Newark having like some of the heaviest traffic like through there in our entire country. Right. That's like one of the main hubs.
You know the bridge that's like, stuck up ridiculous. Like this with the railroad tracks on it that you pass when you drive down 21 and you see it
stuck up like this?
You remember the movie Little Annie?
Yes.
That was the bridge that she hung off of.
No.
Yeah.
No, big, remember Big?
Yep.
You know,
there's a lot.
New Jersey. Look, we out here. We probably feel from New Jersey. Write a comment. Say you're from here. Do something.
All the great musicians and artists that came out of New Jersey.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Lauryn Hill, Shaquille O'Neal, Whitney Houston. You know, just to name a few. Myself, vibe with Steph from Jersey City.
Naughty by Nature.
You know, rock stars.
Red Man.
Frank Sinatra. No.
The Rat Pack.
Oh, what's her name? My boo, Martha Stewart. She like weed, right?
She got her own line.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody was like, somebody took a picture of Snoop Dogg at the Super Bowl smoking weed. They're like, oh my God. And they're like, it would be weird if he wasn't.
Why would you? Yeah.
Exactly. It would be weird if he wasn't. Yeah, like, exactly. Do you expect any less?
Exactly.
This is definitely a new wave, but also you have on a global scale, such a large spiritual awakening, even.
Don't you love how cancer culture just comes to a complete stop on certain things? It's like, no, shut up. Don't even look at Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Don't even look at his wife.
Don't
complain about nothing. Shut up.
Just look the other way. Leave that man at peace.
Yeah, it's gonna happen all the time.
I know one question I have to get to it before I come to a close on this. I mean, we could always have a part two, you know. I think a lot of people are gonna have questions, and like I said, because the people are already out there, the celebrities are, you know, they're talking about it, and it's already, so it's out there, you know. It's not like we're just talking about this down here and we're not gonna ask questions.
You go by definition, the definition is psychedelic gives it such a bad name, like having hallucinations and everything.
But what were you telling me? What's the
in
name?
Reality?
That's excessive amounts.
If you take the word psychedelic and you break it down, the first part, psyche, that's the Latin word for soul. However, psyche in ancient Greek was the goddess of soul. Delic comes from the Greek word delos, which means manifesting.
Told you this guy was smart.
So when you were
genius.
So in my opinion, when you were on psychedelics, your soul is manifesting. However, the human brain only uses 26% brain power at a time. You use your entire brain.
If you're lucky.
Not most people are using that brain power. Side joke. We were going to go there.
Yeah,
had to be us, clowns.
But everybody
uses about 26%.
Probably like 4%.
But like, your brain is the most powerful muscle, tool, and weapon in the world when you can fully activate its like full potential and power. But a normal person, when they're sitting there, even though they're using all their brain, might not be assert all parts at once. But
they're really not using all parts at once.
Putting out that.
But that's what I mean, though. I feel like it's either excessive amount what? Or it's
now,
not the type of person that you are. It's more has to do with like.
You're heightened.
If you're heightened. Well, like a lot of people find that enlightenment, but then there's people that seem like they're really kind of fragile.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's like for me, I think.
But that's why they say they need that guy.
People,
right?
For most people, it's like they just did an excessive amount, right? That's usually. But like for
the Martians.
For other people, right? Like say like PTSD, like you see how like you know soldiers that come back from war, like their mind
and
is not
the
right.
MTMA they're jittery, so beneficial in that.
Yeah, they said 97%. Of people stopped having PTSD, but they did a study.
Some people's minds break, right? Not necessarily because they put like they just can't handle that their reality is breaking in a sense.
But
it's
that
it's
why
a traumatic experience
right, exactly.
that
but
destroys
it's, but that's why, like you said, you have a shaman, you have somebody to guide you and talk it out because that's traumatizing. Because mm-hmm. right. listen, if that happened to me, I'm like, right. I don't do
but
this
again,
shit no more.
It's that's. Most cases,
right.
it's due to excessiveness.
But
it's
you
excessiveness
have...
and just being in the wrong state of mind. Like everything's just a wrong across
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, thank you. Come again.
You don't feel good. You didn't eat enough. Like whatever the case.
Yeah,
like,
people have some mental breakdowns, right?
Right.
It's too
yeah,
much.
Just like, it's just like all.
That's why the microdoses. Like mm-hmm. you have the company Cybin that is using psilocybin in treating. A lot of things, including PTSD. You have Mind Medicine. It's actually headquartered it's headquartered in New York. They are currently doing a lot of stuff in Canada, a lot of stuff in Europe, a lot of their research.
Everything. They get everything. Those
because
Canadians.
Of laws.
Right.
However, it is still an American company, headquartered in New York. But they are basically leading the way. They're coming up with they're on clinical trials on like stage 2 or stage 3 with Ibogaine for opiate addiction. They're on stage 2 clinical trials with LSD.
If you wanted to invest with some of these companies that are dip dabbing into
I would recommend it, but it's not going to be a very short term. It's going to be a long term because they're also working with integrating the health care industry with the psychedelics. So the places will accept insurance.
Yeah,
could you find some of their stock?
Canada.
Robinhood. You have Mind Medicine. You have Cybin and Field Trip Health all listed on the New York Stock Exchange. They're currently the only 3 psychedelic companies that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow.
Besides the weed companies and everything. But
that's pretty cool.
The MDMA even is already past stage 3 clinical trials. They're already working with the FDA on being FDA approved.
Yeah, I was just reading. Well, I put it in my notes. They said the... How do you say psilocybin therapy for depression is actually has a breakthrough therapy designation, meaning that the treatment it's demonstrated enough potential to the FDA that they decided to expedite the development and the review process. So it says that it's basically like the research and the public perception like of the psychedelics, like it's changing.
That would be Compass Pathway, who happens to have the patent on the therapy treatment itself, and they're also traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
So you know what these microdoses do, right? It helps reprogram your mind, right? Mm-hmm. So say like you're trying to afford bills, life's hard or whatever. You can't go out and have all the nice Gucci and Chanel things that you want in life, right?
Well, you can from psychedelics.
But at the end of the day,
you got the 3 Martians.
But,
you got your Martians.
But at the end of the day, right? When you take the psychedelic now, it just helps you. Like, who gives a fuck about all that?
Like the impossible. It makes
it
you think outside the box.
It helps you show the beauty.
There is no box.
It helps you show the beauty of everything around you, life itself.
You see the shit, guys? The beauty? There's some shit went off again.
But see, the crazy thing
what was it, Andy?
It was the speaker.
The sub, y'all heard it was a Siri speaker. It was Alexa, one of them bitches. One of the Martian bitches. I see them guys. I didn't even do that.
The crazy thing is though, with that, like, they've done things where they've given homeless people, like homeless veterans with other mental illnesses, one dose of PTSD, and within 5 years, the person has had a Fortune 500 company started from the scratch. Wow. Like from scratch.
I'm gonna have to Google that now. And like, I'll be Googling everything you say because I never believe everything you say. And it's true.
You saw what was it, Alzheimer's patient? They managed to cannabis and psilocybin, and you see, and then he just stopped shaking, mm-hmm. and he was able to.
That's
just
amazing. Natural shit is real, and you know, come into a close, and I definitely, you know, anybody who's asked questions, I have a little comment section on Spotify. I'm gonna put this on Instagram. I'm gonna have Bobby's name on there. Aunt Lee decided to just come on, but you know, we're gonna have
Twitch, Twitch
over here.
Ellen has her own Twitch,
talk shows. That's how it is here, man. You just came outside, it's cool. Just come in, sit in where you fit in, you know, as long as you're making sense. Because I throw motherfuckers, I'd be like, oh, shut up, don't do that here. But no, it's been amazing. But you know, something I wanted to, you know, as we close, and we'll come again at maybe at the end of the month or whenever, maybe not this month, because it's Women's History Month.
One thing
we're
I
not closing
say.
Though. I'm not closing.
Before we close though, yeah, there's one thing I gotta
you
say.
You gotta make sure you say that. What I was reading was, and it's actually one of the big points, is it says, you know, there are these great things as we're saying, right? Like you're telling us there's all these, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. It sounds preferable. It sounds like something I may want to try. I put a survey on. There's actually people that they are willing to try or are interested in trying to see how that would work. But in accessing and in researching and in being able to explore ways that this actually helps humans and our way of life, doesn't that mean they do have to like decriminalize shit in a to an extent so that they can do more research?
Right now they are currently talking about reclassifying different drugs, putting them to different schedules.
And who's that, the FDA?
The DEA and federal government. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them, like even cannabis, is considered a Schedule I drug. So,
which is clear bullshit.
it's clear, very clear. And a lot of people, even with the spiritual awakenings, are going back to herbal medicines, plants, it's like ancient times in a modernized like world and society. And a lot of people, especially since they started pushing this vaccine and everything, like I feel people are losing faith in big pharma and losing their trust in that whole healthcare system, let alone the healthcare insurance industry.
I mean, when did America ever care about it?
And rip off and robbery.
That's a whole nother topic.
But that's a whole nother like topic and everything. Like,
and that's a whole nother topic also.
Their government believes in the research that comes out. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of countries believe. You said Europe. There are other
places.
That's
what I was saying.
Always,
like,
how are we?
Like,
they have their own research, like, you know what I'm saying, department for it.
And we're not the third world country.
Right.
Well, the crazy thing
is, we're the first world problem.
Like, most people don't even realize this, but there's Narcotics Anonymous, the Gamblers Anonymous, the Sex Anonymous. But the crazy thing is, there's Marijuana Anonymous.
No, there isn't.
There is a Marijuana Anonymous.
I'm booking you today.
Come on, like it's a plant. Like if they really wanted to, the cannabis plant could literally take over every single industry. It has so many.
The beauty industry, that had this pimple. There was a salve.
They already got the hemp mask, the CBD mask.
Yeah, they have what you put under your foot.
They got shampoo, soaps. So
you put it under your foot and it like makes it all nice.
They got everything.
Yeah, man, it's freaking awesome. And you know what? I went over my 1 hour mark. I'll be trying to make this like under like an hour, throw some commercials in there, but this was super informative.
Well, I think we need a part two.
I think we're going to have a part two.
We can have like a part 10 and listen, go into like each thing individually.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, for sure. If you guys have questions, you want to know more, I'm going to have Bobby's information up on here. Put some questions in the pictures. I'm gonna put some little audiograms. Y'all like that? Thank you so much for tuning in. But Bobby said he wanted to say one thing before we go. Say it now or forever hold your peace.
If you are looking, if you don't know where to get them and you've never done them and you're wondering if they're safe, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Unless you are growing your own things, and this even goes with marijuana, nowhere is safe unless you were going to like a legit legal dispensary and everything, or you're growing it on your own. That's the only time it is 100% safe. If you're interested in doing stuff for medical stuff, you have the Field Trip Health, which is in I believe 12 cities right now throughout the U.S. using ketamine for therapy treatment. You got Oregon with the psilocybin.
Go to Oregon. We're making a trip to Oregon. Treatments. Yeah.
But if you look online, Mind Medicine, Compass Pathways, Cybin, a lot of these companies are doing clinical trials where you will even get paid to be like a patient where they're doing the trials on you with these treatments and everything in microdoses. And the proper medical,
and they're in the field, analysis. You're in the right place, yeah.
So, and in the right setting,
yeah. So, I'll put that information in the notes for the show. And like I said, I'll put Bobby in there. You can DM him, ask him all the goddamn questions,
and always be safe,
and yeah,
and smart about it when if you are gonna do it,
which is 27% of the brain that you use. Thank you so much, guys, for today. Thank you, Bobby,
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aunt Lee, and thank you for vibing with Steph. I'll talk to y'all next week. Hey.